In celebration of its 75th anniversary this year, Bascom Lodge, the iconic Berkshire landmark at the summit of Mount Greylock, has planned a series of special events and programs related to the rich history of the lodge, the mountain, the 1930s, and local history and folklore. The lodge has come a long way in 75 years, built in the 1930s during the Depression by the Civilian Conservation Corps to provide a rest stop and rustic accommodations for hikers, nature enthusiasts, and vacationers. In recent years, the lodge has been transformed by its current operators, the Bascom Lodge Group, comprised of brothers John and Peter Dudek and Brad Parsons, in partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation's Historic Curatorship Program. The brothers Dudek, John and Peter, and Brad Parsons join us now to tell us more, and it's a great pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What is it, and I guess we'll start with you, John, of what it is like to realize what has happened over the 75 years when it comes to Bascom Lodge?
What is it like?
I mean, of looking at, because you really have to put it in context, don't
right.
you?
Well, the lodge had for a number of years been managed by small either family groups or nonprofits. And it had slowly but surely, because of the extreme environment it's in, deteriorated. So when we took it over and started doing restoration, it was very, you know, rewarding to see the lodge kind of do a turnaround. And guests to the lodge who have been there before have really appreciated the fact that the lodge is coming back.
And in no way do you want to change the overall, the initial mission?
It has changed a little from its original concept. When John Bascom, the professor at Williams College, proposed the construction of the lodge, his vision was to have a rustic lodge where people could come and commune with nature, get away from the industrialized urban centers, and not be, not undergo a refined transformation, but a return to a more rustic life. In context of modern living, however, people do expect certain things and certain accommodations that would be kind of against John Bascom's original concept. For instance, in the lobby, we have, you know, comfortable stickly leather furniture. We have very comfortable beds, things like that. In context with the original concept of the lodge, that would have been a bit foreign, but it's pretty much a kind of a requirement of modern day living.
When you think about it, Peter, what was it that ultimately brought you and your brother into this equation and wanting to take this on?
Well, it was a couple of things. We grew up in Adams, Massachusetts, at the base of Mount Greylock. So we had a long history of going to the lodge and found it like a fantastic destination. And John and Brad, a few years ago, were thinking of opening a restaurant. And so when I heard that the lodge was available, I thought, well, this would be a fantastic fit. It'd be a restaurant, but also be lodging, and I could contribute with the cultural programming. I do the cultural programming at the lodge. And so, again, like John said, bringing the lodge up to a certain condition is a very rewarding kind of a experience.
And when you think about what you're doing in the celebration, Brad, you can speak a lot about the renovations, what has been done, and making this place really be a haven.
Mm-hmm. So what we first started, when we got in there, there was no flooring in the lobby, no lighting, no bedding. You know, it was kind
and
of
this was
very
what
strict.
Year?
We're starting our fifth season now.
Okay.
So it was pretty stripped down. So when we came in, the first thing we needed to do was get in some furniture, flooring, and bedding so that we could start business. There was also no kitchen there. We equipped the kitchen. And that was our first goal, is just get up and running. And
we have a 10-year, it's ongoing.
Yeah. It's ongoing. We have a 10-year renovation schedule. And each year we do a little more decoration. We put in more plumbing, more electrical. And we're trying to bring it back to something that might look like the 30s. Mm. We opened in 1938, and we would like it to kind of reflect that type of decor.
John, you talked about the harsh conditions, and obviously those haven't changed. So that's something you have to keep in mind.
Right. Yeah.
And obviously something you have to keep in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with that?
Part of the grant that we received, we're going to be addressing moisture issues. We have a moisture problem in the basement. We're going to be re-roofing. We're putting in new windows, insulating better, and hopefully that will...
We're introducing new technologies, materials, and so forth that aren't visible, but will provide us with the extra protection that, the original materials could not. Double glazed windows,
right.
Wood that is resistant to moisture and mildew and rot. We preserve the original paneling in the lobby with special oils that give them added protection, things like that.
And before we talk about this weekend and what's coming up for the anniversary, give us a sense of the partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation. How do you work together?
Well, our direct supervisors are the Historic Curatorship Program out of Boston. Kevin Allen is our supervisor. And they lay down the groundwork that we have to function within. The state of Massachusetts, like all states, have a wide range and a huge number of historic properties, most of them homes. The lodge is unique in the program in that it has a commercial venture. And our lease, which is a 25-year lease, rent-free, in lieu of paying rent, we invest in the infrastructure. And they pretty much give us a wide berth in which to function.
It's nice to be on the top of a mountain.
But we have a close partnership. Whenever there are issues, we all sit down, and discuss things and try to work out solutions. But things have been going fairly well.
And Peter, you mentioned that you are in charge of the cultural programming. So tell us what will be going on July 13th and 14th to celebrate the anniversary.
Yes, we have a series of free programs. On July 13th at noon, to be a Native American teepee raising, followed by drumming and a mountain blessing. And then at 2 o'clock, Gail Ann Caridi, state representative, will present a resolution from the House of Representatives honoring Bascom Lodge and their 75th anniversary. Then at 6 o'clock, Mike Maddy, who has climbed to 7 summits, he'll be doing a presentation about that. And then on Sunday, from 3 to 7, there'll be a free World Jazz Festival, a series of concerts by jazz groups.
So a lot going on, and then there's going to be, and you really have activities throughout the summer as well.
Yes, all our activities are free. Every Wednesday we have events, but there's often several events each week.
Bascom Lodge's 75th anniversary weekend and their events take place this coming Saturday and Sunday. That's the 13th and 14th. And you can learn more by visiting this website. It's bascomlodge.net, bascomlodge.net. John, Peter, and Brad, I thank you very much for being here. I wish all the luck in the world in your efforts, and thank you so much for sharing your stories with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.